Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast here on NotShowRadio.com.
Where's the Arcadia?
Well, it's not an election day. It's a caucus day.
Oh, okay. They didn't do caucus day?
I don't know that anyone's ever written a song about caucus
day. Did Power Station do caucus day?
That's not bad. I'd like to hear that. That's not bad. Today, welcome everybody to the show. It's February 3rd, the day, truly, that the music died. Although it was oldies music, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
It wasn't oldies music then.
Oh,
It was quite contemporary when it actually happened 61 years ago.
Buddy Holly got on a plane because some homies were dissing his girl, and then the next thing you know, bam, you're all over a field in Clear Lake.
Now, because the crash was after midnight, right?
Yes. The show was on Groundhog's Day, but the crash was at like 1 in the morning.
Yeah. So February 2nd for the show.
Yes.
And February 3rd is the crash.
Right. And they were playing. They played here a couple days before they went up.
They did. They played the Capitol Theater.
Right. So that show was here. If you had a chance to check it out, let us know your thoughts.
So that was,
as we commemorate the day that a nerd and some of his friends had a plane crash.
That's true. Quite a talented nerd.
Yeah, maybe the most talented nerd. What would have been?
Remember when I went for the 50th?
I do remember that.
And there was talk of someone, of the crowd breaking into a happy birthday for Graham Nash.
And you were the one who started that.
And you were like, I know who started that.
The instant it happened, I was watching the coverage and they were singing happy birthday to you. Or no, I was reading it in a magazine.
It was in the prep the next day.
Right. The crowd went into a spontaneous song, happy birthday for Graham Nash. And I go, I'll tell you right now who started that, as sure as you're born, Darren S. Pitra. And sure enough,
I still got drink tickets that are still good.
Are you for the
surf ballroom?
Now, are you holding on to those for commemorative reasons?
No, you're going to
be able to get drinks at some point.
I'll use them. They don't put an expiration date on
it. There's no expiration date. I expect to get paid. How often do they have shows up there at the surf ballroom?
Quite a bit.
Yeah?
A decent amount.
Is it always just oldies?
I mean, Robert Plant was up there not all that long ago.
To do what?
To perform.
Was that an announced show?
Yes. Yeah, you just got to kind of keep your eye on the surfballroom.com.
What kind of stuff does he do? Just all of that banjo stuff that he's into? Or
maybe.
He doesn't do any Zeppelin, right?
I mean, well, probably banjo versions of Zeppelin songs.
Okay, well, that's... All I see here on the schedule is farmers markets. Okay. Friday, February 21st, Mardi Gras featuring Hairball.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Then Tyler Farr is at the Surf Ballroom. Who's Tyler Farr? And don't make a Jamie Farr reference.
Well, he came from quite a distance.
I don't know who any of these people are, but it's a historic rock and roll landmark there in Clear Lake.
And, well, that's where I went and saw the most, it's over a year ago, but that's where I saw your Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton.
Is that really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that was fun.
Played the surf. So is that a thing where all these rock and roll nerds want to do their shows there to pay homage? Or how does that work?
I would tend to think that you're probably, if that hadn't occurred, and if it wasn't some sort of historical location, that you would have a tougher time getting Robert Plant to show up in Clear Lake, Iowa.
But it's a famous place because a bunch of people died after playing there.
Yes.
It's a weird thing to be famous for, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Ed Sullivan Theater. When I went to the Ed Sullivan Theater and looked at the stage, I was like, wow, this is where it happened. But it'd be a different experience if those boys got on a plane afterwards and went right into the North Atlantic.
You gotta be famous for something.
Right, I guess.
I mean, why play Pompeii?
Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, or didn't see a shadow. I get confused. He's saying,
I thought we were going with a. I thought we agreed to go with a robot.
He did not see his. No one has agreed to that. This is something PETA did to get in the news.
So how are the?
He did not see his shadow. So that means that he is saying that it's going to be early.
Now
early
I did
spring.
See. That Bill Murray was in some sort of groundhog commercial.
Yeah, so the Super Bowl was yesterday.
I didn't have the sound up.
Okay.
So I don't know what was being said in any of these commercials.
That was a very good commercial.
Was a good one?
It was very well done. And I'll tell you, here's my criteria for Super Bowl commercials. Do I remember the product that they're selling? Because I was reading today and doing the prep that everyone really liked the Jason Momoa commercial. Mm-hmm. He's the guy from, he's Aquaman, right?
Okay.
And he gets home from a hard day at
and
Hollywood.
And takes his body off.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it feels good to just relax and be myself. Very clever commercial. You don't remember what it was for, though. So I don't see. Jason Momoa got a commercial out of it. Mm-hmm. But nobody remembers what it was he was selling. And if you're spending that kind of money, I should at least be able to remember what it was a commercial for.
And yes, thanks. I did win my bet by taking the Chiefs.
Yeah, I did the same.
Good for you.
I did the same. I got in on that action.
I tell you what, here's
a
the thing.
A 1-point spread?
I had it for 1.5. Mm. I was giving up 1.5. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Any of the bets that I've won so far mm-hmm. using the sports book,
mm-hmm.
it never looks like I'm going to win. It always I haven't had one yet yeah. that's like, oh, this one's in the bag.
Well, the first quarter looked good, and then when it was tied at the half, I thought, oh, I don't know about this.
Third quarter didn't look good.
No, most of the fourth quarter didn't look good either. But the Chiefs found a way to come back and get you that point and a half, and then some. I bet on the over, which turned out to be a mistake.
So it was a wash.
No, I made a much smaller investment in that than I did the overall. I did an overall, you know,
Johnny Vegas.
I did a couple other little smaller investments. My main investment was on the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. So now I'm thinking, do I roll that money over into the XFL? Do I like the Seattle Dragons to win this weekend? What do I do here?
My money's going toward car insurance.
So they were explaining to me that I can get money or I can deposit money there at the casino.
Yes.
Or if I would like to,
yeah.
I can go to the local CVS and deposit money.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah.
So
do you have the app on your phone where you can place the bets on your phone?
I just tend to think that's dangerous.
I think you're right. I think it is.
So, what I've done so far is mm-hmm. actually made a trek to the casino.
See, I don't want to have to go back there. So I got the app on my phone, and then I came back here and I made all my bets on my couch, which was wonderful.
With which casino?
You know, I'll
leave it to the imagination.
If they want to advertise, I'd love to tell you
that's
more.
That's true. Okay.
It was on the Iowa side.
Good for you.
Let's leave it at that.
Well, yes, on the Iowa side.
All right. Not that one, but this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went.
Gotcha.
I went there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, long story short.
Good for you.
Very, very pleased with the Super Bowl. The commercials are fine. I imagine we're all done talking about the commercials, though, right? Can we move on?
I didn't hear them.
Did you see any of the halftime show?
I did.
It was great.
Didn't hear it.
You don't need to hear it.
No, it didn't look like I needed to hear it.
I don't know that you would have understood much of it.
The whole time I was just like, chicka bon bon, chicka bon bon, chicka bon bon, because I don't know their song, so I'll sing a song I know. Shake your bon bon, shake your bon bon.
Half the time. I know their hits. Jennifer Lopez did her hits. Shakira, I assume, did her hits. There were a lot of songs Shakira did I didn't know.
Well, and then
but it didn't matter to me.
Then at one point, Shakira looked like she was hungry for ice cream.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah. It's Friday.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a little nod to the enlightened one.
Yeah, to Lawrence.
Yeah, I bet he enjoyed that part the most.
I can't imagine he knew the game was taking place.
You don't think he watched any of it?
Mm.
Super Bowl, you can keep it.
Huh. A lot of the Pepsi commercials, a bet.
Yeah, I don't remember. Well, the halftime show was brought to you by Pepsi, so maybe that's
Hy-Vee throwing up some thank yous or congratulations to the Chiefs, because, of course, Hy-Vee is an official sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, that's right.
Sure.
Yeah, they had I didn't go to the local grocery store, but my wife was telling me that yesterday they had taken away the salad bar. And the salad bar was just all chicken wings.
Yes.
Like
a million chicken wings. But boneless.
And you don't care for that. No. Yeah. I'm with you there.
They're not wings.
I'm with you. It's got to be bone in. Although.
I wonder how many people overdid it. And it was just a situation. It would be easy to do.
Hmm.
Where it's just for you and the wife, but right. Somehow you got enough. Well, these always keep pretty well.
Sometimes sometimes they're better the day after.
I understand, but yeah. I'm sure there are some people that have enough boneless chicken wings for like 2 weeks,
right?
If you eat them pretty aggressively every night.
That's a lot.
For 14 days.
That's
it's
a
like,
lot to go through.
What did you do? What did you get so... Well, they had different kinds. They had different kinds.
Yeah, I wanted to try the Asian zing. I don't know what that means.
I guess I shouldn't go to the grocery store hungry.
Does the grocery store have good wings, though, do you think?
I don't know. I haven't had them.
Yeah. I would tend to stay away from grocery store wings, but I don't know. I guess they've. I have had.
I know that their chickens are about the size of a sparrow.
I have had their wings at their marketplace, whatever that's called. Oh, the restaurants.
Fancy.
Well, no, because when I used to be a beer salesman, and I'd go all across the great state of Iowa selling beer for the good people at the Kelowna Brewing Company, you could go to any Hy-Vee, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it was like buy one, get one free for the colossal wings.
Well, it's like what it is buy one wing, get the other one.
Or it was
get
like
the other wing.
Yeah, it was like $10 all you can eat wings for lunch. So I would, you know, put in a 4-hour lunch and go back to the brewery saying, I don't know what's going on. People aren't interested in buying beer today.
I'm pretty worthless right now. I can tell you that.
Tell you that right now. I got the chicken sweats. Something fierce. What are you gonna do? You want to get into the top five things?
I don't see why we wouldn't. The Dave and
I feel like we've talked enough about the Super Bowl, but I mean, it was 24 hours ago, and I'm already
over
it.
I'm just glad we won.
We won money. The Chiefs won, which was nice to see.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that are Chiefs fans, so I was very happy for them.
Congratulations.
We're not sitting here talking about Aaron Rodgers as the Super Bowl MVP, so I'll put that in my W column.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
So glad that the Bears, when they could have hired Andy Reid, went with Mark Trestman.
Why not?
And Patrick Mahomes, good thing you slept on him and went with Mitch Trubisky. Thanks, guys.
I'm weird. I'm Mark Trestman.
A team that is known as the Bears.
It was an unorthodox pick back in the day. And at first we thought, well, maybe this is what we need.
Well, Andy Reid, he can't win.
It was not.
You don't want Andy Reid. He can't win the big game.
He can win the punt, pass, and kick, though.
Jeez.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Sense Inspections. Quality home, property, and commercial inspections. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, it pays to be informed. Call John and Becky at Sense Inspections at 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today. If you like, you can also go to their website, which is inspectwithsense.com, for more information, and you can book right there as well. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to make an informed purchasing decision or help you get pre-sale or for sale by owner ready. Don't let somebody else choose the house inspector for you. Nope. Sense Inspection offers independent, unbiased, expert home inspections and will provide a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Visit inspectwithsense.com. That's the website for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. Call 563-265-5111. Again, visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And, of course, don't forget to mention Nacho Radio.
Yeah, there's a link to their website on our website, nachoradio.com, or daveanddarren.com, if that makes more sense.
Easy enough.
See what I did there?
The podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including one of my favorite, the Grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. Absolutely delicious. Whatever your favorite sandwich is, turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, remember to do this, and you'll save yourself some money. Mention Nacho Radio when you're placing your order, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one on our top five things.
Number one.
One.
Number one. This coronavirus.
Yes.
It's coming out straight out of Wuhan over there in China. I was reading before the show that in China they have just built this massive hospital to only deal with people that have the coronavirus.
Now, how many bats get eaten on Super Bowl Sunday?
Oh, boy. I don't know that that's a thing.
Shouldn't be.
So it's chickens, avocados, and bats in that order for Super Bowl Sunday in terms of volume of consumption.
Is that right?
No.
I didn't have any snacks.
You didn't?
I don't think so, no.
That's very unlikely. You had a couple of beers, though, didn't you? Oh. I could tell from some of your texts you were having a couple of beers.
Yeah.
No regrets. No, just love.
Just love.
So they've built this.
I got that backwards, didn't I? Just love, no regrets. Did I? Is that what I
think you did. Yeah. I think you did. So the idea is that they built this massive hospital to deal with people that have the coronavirus, and it took them 10 days to build a hospital from scratch.
Not bad.
I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, that's. Is it going
to
be there?
Took them over there, or what? 3 years to build a studio?
You're right.
Ten days.
10 days they built a massive hospital to deal with this coronavirus. A couple of cases of it showing up in the States. Can I just say this at the outset? None of your coronavirus jokes are funny.
What should I be doing to stay away from coronavirus? What can I do to...
It's just like any other virus. It's contact, right? I mean, just wash your hands, for crying out loud. I don't know. Don't eat bats. But these jokes, I mean, there's all these bars that are doing specials like, Corona's on special while the coronavirus is happening. Stop. It's a pandemic.
Yeah.
Or when we do our eating bats jokes, that's about people eating bats. That's not about the coronavirus.
Yes. No, those are eating bat jokes.
Now, a male passenger had to be escorted from a flight from Dallas to Houston because this guy thought it would be a good idea to wear
it. Who's flying Dallas to Houston?
That is quite a... It is a bit of a jog. I mean, you'd be in the air for a while. Texas remembers a pretty big
state. Oh, I know
state.
It is.
It seems silly to us. Like, flying Dallas to Houston, in my mind, is like getting a flight to Cedar Rapids.
It's like, you know, or flying from Rochelle to Rockford. Right.
Well, you know, the thing about Rochelle is it's a hub.
It is a hub, and it's also a hub. Well done. It's also a hub for, that's one of the dispensaries, isn't it?
Is that right? I did not know that.
I think it is.
This flight was delayed from Dallas to Houston because this guy put a gas mask on and refused to take it off.
Hey, Michael Jackson.
That's a good look.
Well, that's not okay. A gas mask. Yeah, we right. can't have that.
No, this is he's got.
You know, I know that you're in a lot of Pink Floyd videos for a living, but. We can't have that.
This is not the mask.
This is not the delicate sound of thunder, sir.
No, sir. We need you to cool it. He put this giant, I mean, it's a massive gas mask. Like, this is something that you would put on at the end of the world, right? This isn't one of those, like, medical masks you see people walk around in.
Yeah, who has a cough.
This guy snuck the gas mask on board and then insisted that the mask was for his own safety.
Just
the lady
taking precautions.
This lady was sitting next to him. Everyone's starting to get freaked out. And then he said he had a statement that he wanted to make.
Oh, great. A statement.
I have a statement that I'd like to make.
What was his statement?
Well, here's the thing. We don't know because they're calling this a PR stunt. Spokesperson for American Airlines saying that this guy was rebooked on the next flight and had to fly without a mask and was removed from this flight. He had previously flown from L.A. to Dallas not wearing the gas mask, but then decided for Dallas to Houston he was going to put a gas mask on and wanted to issue a statement.
No, this is my intrastate gas mask. I don't. Why would I? When I'm flying across state lines, it's not necessary.
Two.
We're all going to be fine, all right? The coronavirus is it'll be a thing like SARS.
Now, I never had the pig flu or the swine flu.
No, thank goodness.
I had the boogie woogie flu.
Well, that's the rockin' pneumonia, I believe, if that I remember I had. Correctly. Yes. Number two. Top five things. Bridesmaid is in trouble after scamming the bride out of $65,000.
Well, now you'll learn.
Jailed for more than 2 years after she scammed a bride out of more than $65,000 by convincing her that she had a job for months. Helen Dove and Kimberly Baker met at a riding school. They became good friends.
What were they riding?
I'm going
to... Horses?
I think that's what that means, yes?
Hello there!
Hello.
Snickers.
Snickers.
Nickels.
Get in the hole, Snickers. So they had met at riding school. They became such good friends. And that's when Kimberly asks Helen to be her main bridesmaid as they visited wedding venues together. Mm-hmm.
And how did she scam her?
Baker revealed that she aspired to work in children's services. That's when Dove said, well, you know, I work in that field. I can get you a job. This woman quits her job.
I might need a little seed money to make this happen for you, but, yeah, this should do it.
So this
65 grand should probably do it.
Kimberly quits her job, right? And then to go get this job that her friend Helen said she was lining up for, then the employment date got delayed.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the next 7 months, Dove impersonated 15 employees, doctored bank statements, and forged employment contracts and faked job interviews to convince this woman that she had been hired and got the job.
So how's she making any money off
of
this?
She sent different email accounts asking her to carry out different administrative tasks and giving her excuses about why she hadn't officially started the job. Baker then reportedly confronted her and asked for evidence that she in fact did have a job working for this outfit. It was only when she visited the address after not getting paid for months that she was told, you don't work here. What are you talking about? So the lost wages is what she got scammed.
Yes, right.
She figures she was doing all this work. It's about $65,000 she should have been paid.
So what did the other woman get out of that?
I don't understand.
It's just pretty elaborate for nothing.
Crazy. Like she wants a job, and I want her to have.
I want her to have one, and so I don't have a job to give her, but
no.
I want to give her hope.
She had to cancel the wedding and is now paranoid and devastated after discovering the truth. Because again, this is like her maid of honor doing this to her.
Might. What about the fella? It's like I'm not going to marry you. You're a dummy. What's wrong with you?
The scam was not about, according to the woman who did this, his attorney, the scam was not about causing her any financial loss, but it was a desperate and misguided attempt at maintaining their friendship.
I don't know.
That just snowballed out of control. So now you're going to do 2 years in jail for tricking a woman into thinking she had a job.
Will you write me? The... Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home there in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. It's Valentine's Day Central at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, and they have selected three amazing Valentine deals starting at $99. And with each purchase, you receive free Lagomasino chocolates. It's one-stop shopping, so knock it out. At Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, check out all the ways they can make your Valentine's Day full of sparkle and romance without busting your budget. Come in and see how easy it can be at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the wow factor. Again, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. They are open from Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30, Saturday from 10 till 3. If you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll receive a free gem and jewel recleaner. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so. By using the text line 470-23-NACHO, which is brought to you by Factory of Fear, which is presenting Love is Blind. One weekend only. Don't miss it. Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th from 7 till 10. Tickets are $20. VIP, $25. You can get those in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate Valentine's Day in a unique way. Love is Blind. Don't waste your money on a movie and sit in the dark with 200 strangers. Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more intimate experience. Don't worry, they're going to give you a glow stick to light the way. Love is Blind, Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th from 7 till 10. And coming soon, it's Factory of Fear's Easter Mayhem. Factory of Fear, Love is Blind, Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
Number three.
I think you'll like this story. Woman.
I like stories.
Well, that's why we're here. This woman's dog vanishes from her front yard, and she tries everything to find the dog. Never has any success. This is 3 years ago, okay? Monica Mathis, her dog is in the front yard. It goes missing. 3 years later, and this is after this woman had done everything, looking all over for this dog. It never happened. 3 years later, she's having a beer, and she looks on the beer can, and it's a picture of her dog. And she's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. The terrier mix's name is Hazel.
Okay.
That's right, I went missing, Mr. B.
I know where the bodies are buried, Mr. B. You're not firing anybody, Mr. V.
So Hazel the Terrier goes missing.
And is on what kind of beer?
Well, this is the thing. It's on a can of beer from a company called Motorworks. This woman moved from her home in Iowa, moved up to Minnesota, and then she's looking at this can on this Florida brewery. Now, they decided, this brewery, Motorworks, decided, you know, everyone's trying to put everything on their beer cans, come up with all the artwork, and get people to excited about it. And
just so many of them.
They thought, what if we used the cans and we put pictures of real adoptable dogs on the cans?
Okay, very nice.
And then people fall in love with the dogs.
Still adoptable after 3 years, huh?
Well, that's the thing. She goes, that's my dog. They launched this promotion a couple of weeks ago featuring 4-packs decorated with pictures of dogs in local shelters. And the idea is they're trying to raise money for these shelters and spur adoptions. And on each can, you'll see a picture of a local shelter dog, some information about them, and then plans for expanding the shelter. Well, she looks at this beer can. She goes, that's my dog. That dog looks exactly like my dog. And it turns out it was Hazel. She has no idea how this dog got to Florida. She contacts the Manatee County Animal Shelter. And she says, so that's my dog. They say, well, we need proof. So she goes through and finds all the pictures, right? Because the first thing she wants to make sure is nobody in Florida adopts her dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, it's been 3 years. It hasn't happened.
She says, I couldn't lose her again. So somebody took that dog from Iowa and brought it down to Florida. And then somehow the dog got loose again.
Yeah.
Right? The shelter accepted her proof. And after 3 years of being apart, Mathis and Hazel will be reunited just in time to celebrate Hazel's 7th birthday.
Huh.
And the people at the Friends of Manatee County Animal Shelter are covering the costs of transporting this dog from Florida to Minnesota. Mathis says she was, quote, I was amazed. I was crying. I'm an emotional wreck. And yeah, this dog's coming back home.
3 years you can't get back, though. But I mean, it's nice getting the dog back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure... The 3 years you can't get back, but I mean, to it's a better ending than than most.
Yeah, you finally there's some closure, and you get to spend hopefully several years with the pup.
Have you ever had a dog run away from you?
We had a cat that went missing forever. We had a cat that took off and was gone for months.
They'll do that,
and then came back, and we speculated that it maybe got locked in some like a barn or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
you're sure the cat that came back was your cat?
No, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
But it's the worst. It's the not knowing, right? Tom Petty says the waiting's the hardest part. The hardest part is the not knowing.
I was flipping around the television yesterday before the Super Bowl.
Sound on or off?
I think I turned it up. Yes, I was watching it. They were basically doing a history of the Iowa caucus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which got started, the very first one was
72.
1972.
Right.
The first one was 72, and they're showing footage from that period. And all of a sudden, Rhonda's former father-in-law is on it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm the one who recognized him. But
oh,
it's
wow.
like, but it's from, 40 whatever years ago.
Yeah, almost
it's
50.
It's like, but that's him.
Yeah.
So that
48
was
48 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey. What are you doing, 1972?
I spend a little bit of time today because, I have more time on my hands these days.
I mean, I was able to recognize him in 72. I would have had a tougher time recognizing you.
I was watching a commercials.
Trying to find you at the 72 caucus would have been difficult.
I
want to be a caucus baby.
Would have been in utero at that point.
I suppose so. You were born till actually election.
I want to be an Iowa zygote.
But you were.
I wasn't in Iowa.
But
then.
You were born in time for the general election.
Yes. Yes. I was born. It was still Nixon's first term.
Yes.
Yeah. When I was born.
Yeah. Right.
And then I was around for the rest of his second. What was left of it.
Well, yeah, a lot of us were.
Four.
That's you think that's something to brag about, Dave? Well, a big deal.
I want to be a first in the nation, baby.
By the way, I want to thank everybody who reached out to us.
Did they say it's okay?
On the text line. Universally, people are not done with
okay, good.
That bit.
And
universally,
please,
people are...
Please do it among your friends as well.
Yes.
I think that's...
Yes, if you could just incorporate it into your daily life.
And just to maybe family gatherings or something.
There are far too many texts to read with the support. For that bit, well, because we had kind of wondered,
yeah,
gosh, are we doing that too
much?
We
weren't going to stop doing it, but
no.
we were just kind of
I think it's gonna
be, we're just putting up a test balloon.
It's good to be
aware of the fact.
Yes, exactly.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast we weren't going to stop. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now you can get it grilled and coming very, very soon to Capriati's Impossible Cheese Steaks. So be looking for that as well. We'll keep you abreast of that situation. Be sure to download.
It's my favorite Wilco song.
Isn't that good stuff?
Impossible Cheese Steaks.
Impossible Yankee Foxtrot. Be sure to download the... I think I got the Foxtrots. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number four.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Guy gets arrested during a prostitution sting. 36-year-old Dominic Calderon rode a bicycle up to an undercover police officer.
Who was the guy that used to get...
posing as a prostitute.
Wasn't it years ago that there was a... Was it someone who rode their, like, garden tractor to a brothel and got nailed?
A garden tractor?
Maybe I'm wrong.
Is that a local story? Or?
Yeah, I thought it was a local story. Like, someone from Galesburg drove up here on a tractor.
To a local brothel? I don't remember that story. That's a good story.
Uh-huh.
No, that's... No, I don't know.
I'm here for the corn cob players.
Where are them whores at? I rode my tractor. 36-year-old Dominic...
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Dominic Calderon rode a bike up to an undercover cop who was posing as a prostitute. I guess they still do that, huh? Where you're a cop and you pose
sounds like
undercover
an,
as a nightwalker.
That sounds like entrapment.
Right? That was like every episode of Policewoman.
In
color.
Pepper, we're going to need you to dress up as a hooker.
Yeah, I'm not changing the channel, I'll tell you that. The complaint says that this guy agreed to terms on a price. He asked for the officer's number, again, thinking that the officer was a prostitute because he said he wasn't going to have enough money until Friday. That's when...
could I possibly...
That's when the undercover officer noticed that he was carrying a to-go bag from Chili's. The officer says, "Well, what's in the Chili's bag?" And goes, "Well, it's a hamburger." The officer
says, "It is turning into."
The officer then says, "Well, I'll have sex with you for the hamburger."
This sounds like.
Well, he agreed and was arrested. Now that does sound like entrapment.
Sure does. I mean, you go out of the way. You ask, "What's in the Chili's bag?"
I'll do it for a hamburger. Which I guess is a deal you can make when you know you're not actually going to follow through with it, right? But you have somebody giving you something for sex. That's prostitution, so that's how they arrest
you. This sounds like an episode of Sack Lunch.
It's the whole plot.
It is the plot.
Sack Lunch was not a TV series. It's a two-hour movie.
Right.
An episode. Sack Lunch in color. They ran his information, found out that this guy was a sex offender on probation. And now his probation's been revoked and a felony warrant's out for this guy.
Yeah.
One of 11 different people that got arrested. The hamburger, by the way.
I was going to say.
That gets tagged into evidence.
And we're taking the hamburger.
So you don't even get to keep the burger, my man.
None of this went the way I expected it.
No sex and no hamburger. That's the worst weekend ever. Finally, number five.
Five.
Is that a real go-to move at Chili's?
The
hamburger? Don't people get things other than Yeah, hamburger?
I don't know. I mean, their burgers are okay.
Okay.
I would think you're going there for the baby back ribs, right? Or the quesadilla explosion. Or whatever else they have on the menu.
I don't know. I haven't been there. I haven't been there in forever.
The Chili's?
Yeah.
Well, you're not missing much. Finally, number five. A new study says men who own Mercedes and BMWs are more likely to be jerks.
Well, that's not what they call them, but yes.
The Journal of International Psychology finds that owners of high luxury cars are actually a-holes.
Uh-huh.
Researchers say in this press release, quote, the answers were
unambiguous. I could have told you that.
Self-centered men who are argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable, and unempathetic are much more likely to own high-status cars like Audis, BMWs, or Mercedes. They studied 1,892 Finnish car owners and analyzed their personality types. The idea was inspired by a researcher who had an observation that drivers that most likely run a red light and not give way to pedestrians drive recklessly and too fast are most often the ones who drive German cars. So is there a correlation between people that drive like jerks and people that are jerks and the cars that they drive? And it turns out, yes, BMWs...
I thought the Germans were trying to turn things around.
Well, they're not doing it with their cars. And then it's the people who buy their cars that are the jerks. I don't know if this is an indictment on the
Germans.
Well,
maybe everyone in Finland's a jerk. So maybe this is kind of a flawed sample.
They say there is no connection between female self-centeredness and luxury cars. This is a male trait.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a woman driving a BMW,
yeah,
she's fine. But if it's a man...
Well, we're the worst.
Yes. It says here, before you get upset at people in luxury vehicles, you should know that not all classy car owners suck. In fact, some are quite dependable. Study also found that conscientious men and women, people who are organized, ambitious, respectable, and often high-performing...
Then why do the study?
...are also frequently owners of high-status cars. That reflects an appreciation for quality and an urge to present a self-image of classiness and reliability. So they're either jerks or really nice people, is what the study found.
I'm sure you're probably going to find that in every car owner. It's a coin flip at best, I would say.
The best you can
at
do.
At best.
The best you can do is a coin flip. And that, I believe, is going to do it for this
edition. Now, you didn't bet on the coin flip, did you?
No, because I couldn't find it. Hmm. I knew it was going to be tails.
Huh.
Because it never fails.
Never fails, always tails.
Well, I mean, that's just science. But no, I wasn't able to find that on my app. I went looking around. I ended up placing another bet on... four unanswered scores that did not pay off.
Boy, you had all kinds of bets. See, I just tried to...
I was like Fred Flintstone, just going, bat, 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 bat.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive at East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Yeah, see, that's why I don't have the app. I don't want to...
Yeah, it's the episode where Fred becomes a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
It's a great episode.
I'm slave boy. It's okay, Wilma. Yeah, I took his bet.
I'm looking at my winnings and I'm thinking, and you know, there's really no better time to start gambling than when you're unemployed.
Well, you never know. Maybe this is your new vocation.
It's not going to be. I can promise you. I don't think I'm going to bet again until football starts again. And no, not the XFL. This XFL is going to collapse, right? Have you heard anything about this XFL?
I know that...
Because it starts this weekend, you know.
Oh, it does. I know that... Whatchamacallit? Andrew Luck's dad is in charge of it. Or he's the commissioner.
Okay, great.
Is there a Chicago team?
No.
Okay.
No. I think the closest one to us is the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Well, I mean, we had what was the other one that we just had that started up a year ago that they couldn't pay the players.
Like what was
the AFL?
It wasn't
not
AFL.
The AFL.
No, it was like A2F5674. Niner.
I watched some of it too. But
that was the, what was that? The AFPL? What was the
something? But they folded before the season. They never got to, they never made it to the championship game.
No.
I don't think the playoffs even started. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
AAF it was called.
AAF.
Yes.
Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Enjoy their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses, and of course be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
AAF folded, the WFL folded, the USFL folded, the XFL has already folded. Now they're bringing it back. It's gonna fold too, because this is the thing, we're done with football. No one needs to see football in February.
I guess for now.
No one's interested.
We got the Olympics at
I care less about that than the XFL.
Tune in Tokyo.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's a
degenerate gambler.
I don't know if I feel good about that, but fairly well tuned in.
You're not
going to
bet on the
world.
NBA?
No, I don't watch the NBA.
You will now.
Because I gotta have the action.
Yeah, you need the juice.
I don't though. Okay. I don't need the juice.
Okay, good.
The only baseball game right now you can bet on is
betting on baseball games. What? That's a crapshoot.
Now, if you do a parlay, you can make some money. Baseball's not a good sport to bet on in general. I agree with you. That said. Yeah. The only game right now on Miami you can bet on is the Sox-Yankees game at Dyersville. That's the only one that's on the board.
But you could bet in future. You could bet on a futures.
Yeah, like who's going to win the
AL
Central.
No, I mean, what is the line for the Sox win total this year?
84.5.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I think 84.5 is, and the thing is, both are at the same level. So it's are they going to win 85 games? I'd like to see who all makes the team before I start making wagers.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Also, my policy is I don't bet on things I have an emotional stake in.
Why not?
Because it's enough for me to watch the White Sox. I don't need...
But it's a bet. It's a bet over the course of, you know...
Yeah, I don't need that, though. Mm. I just need to be a fan of the team. Yeah. Like, the Chiefs versus the Niners was a great opportunity for me to make a little bet on. Because either way, I needed a little something to be interested in. Mm-hmm. I don't bet on Bear games. I don't bet on Sox games.
Now
that said, the Blackhawks are playing here.
That's right.
Taking a look at some things.
Aren't they on a bit of a roll?
I mean, I'm playing with the house money, right? I can't lose.
No, you can.
I will. Yeah, that's going to do it for the top five things. Thanks so much for listening. Until we get a chance to do another one for you. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.